Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM. ADM takes its responsibility to feed people seriously. ADM's charity of choice is Feed the Children. And just this year, ADM donated more than $600,000 worth of product to some 60,000 food banks, homeless shelters, and churches. ADM cares. ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Is the war on fat going to turn out to be a big fat hoax? Now that the healthcare industry, the pharmaceutical companies, the media, and yes, the government have built obesity up into public enemy number one, there are questions yet unanswered. It was my impression that obesity was becoming an epidemic. However, that may be an exaggeration. The average weight increase of the U.S. population has increased about 7 to 10 pounds over the past 13 years. Thin Americans have not gained at all. And when we're looking at cardiovascular health, the important consideration is, are you fit? Not are you fat? This comes from a 4-year study done by the American Medical Association. Other reputable studies tell us that there's no relationship between your body mass index and premature death. In fact, the fatter people are living longer than the skinny people. Does that make any sense? I don't know what to believe anymore. I've always been skeptical, though, of the decision to classify obesity as a disease. It's not like heart disease or cancer. For individuals that are really heavy, I know their problem is serious. Many of them have been fighting their weight for years. For some, the problem is in their genes. Scientists are working to find an answer. In the meantime, it looks like the best thing to do is get your exercise. You'll live a longer, healthier life. Next week, I'll be talking to you from down on the farm. And I am John Block from Washington.